90% of Americans believe that ISIS, or ISIL, or Islamic State, poses a threat to the U.S., according to a recent CNN poll. Hey, Mark, let that be the first question.
Okay.
Mark Lynch is director of the Institute for Middle East Studies at George Washington University. So, Mark, what should we be calling this entity?
Well, I think you should be calling it ISIS, because I think that that actually better captures what the group understands about itself. The administration has chosen to use the phrase ISIL, Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, which I think they see as a way of translating a sham, which is what the S stands for in ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't resonate with how anybody in the region understands it or how the group understands itself. I actually think that the terminology is very problematic because ultimately there is a battle to define what this group is, and that's a big part of the politics of trying to confront it.